奉主耶稣圣名，这边见证神的恩典。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I bear witness to His holy name.
欢迎我们各位老朋友以及新朋友来参加我们今天晚上的布道聚会。
I welcome both new and old friends to come to our church for tonight's service.
很感谢神在这个新的世纪能够来到加拿大。
I thank God that in this new century, I have this chance to come to Vancouver.
这在新的世纪是我第一次出国。
This is my first overseas trip in this new century.
去年，二十世纪快结束的时候，我在新加坡。
Last year, at the end of the 20th century, I was in Singapore.
那时候看到世界各地，很多人都在迎接新的世纪的第一道曙光。
And I see that many people are hoping to be the first to receive the first ray of sunlight in the new century.
大家都期待在新的世纪有一个好的开始。
Everyone hopes to have a new and good beginning in the new century.
希望说能够迎接到那第一道的阳光带来好运。
They hope that by receiving the first ray of sunlight, it will bring them good luck.
可是现在我们新的世纪已经过了半年了。
But live into the first half year of the new century.
好，那我们看到旧世纪的一些问题、一些情形，到新的世纪还是存在呀。
We see that many of the old issues and problems of the old century are still seen in this new century.
世界各地很多人仍然在追寻这个宗教信仰。
We see that many people in the world are still looking for religion.
所以可以看到，你新世纪迎接到那道阳光，没有带来真的好运呐。
So we see that the first ray of sunlight of the new century really didn't bring any good luck.
因为地球永远在转动。
Because the earth will always be orbiting.
时间只是对我们人在有限的人生当中有意义而已。
Time is only meaningful to our limited life.
那就永恒来讲，还是一样。
From the point of infinity, time is always the same.
那圣经告诉我们，神才是这道光啊。
But the Bible tells us that God is this light.
我们要能够迎接到真光。
We must receive the true light.
认识这位天上的神。
To know this God in heaven.
好，我们才能够有真的福气。
And then we shall find true blessing.
好，我们请看约伯记。
Let's turn to the book of Job.
Job 22 章。
Job chapter 22.
21节。
Verse 21.
约伯记22章21节。
Job chapter 22, verse 21. Verse 21. Agree with God and be at peace, thereby goodwill come to you.
这边圣经说我们要认识神。
Verse 21 says that you must agree with God.
才有平安跟福气。
To know God and you will be at peace.
那这位神，圣经里面介绍的这位神。
And this God that the Bible tells of,
我们称为真神。
We call him the true God.
在旧约时代，以色列人称他为耶和华。
In the Old Testamental times, the Israelites called him Jehovah.
那也就是我们现在所认识、所知道的耶稣基督。
And this God is also the Jesus Christ we have come to know today.
因为这位神恒常不变。
Because this God is everlasting.
我们信靠这位神。
We believe in this God.
才能够得到真的平安跟福气。
And we know that we will find genuine peace and blessings.
一般我们会依靠世上的钱财名利。
Normally we rely on the wealth of this world.
我们认为说赚很多钱啊，我才要有平安啊。
We often thought that if we make a lot of money, we will find peace.
我在社会上出人头地啊，我才有福气啊。
We find that if we are a person of good reputation in society, then we will be.
我一定要争取到一个地位啊，我才觉得安全啊。
I have to attain a high social status to feel secure.
可是这一切并不能作为人真的依靠。
But all these are not worthy to be relied on.
钱会贬值嘛
？Money will devalue.
十年前我来到加拿大。
10 years ago, I was in Vancouver.
我记得那个时候一元加币是兑换台币大概18块-19块。
I remember at that time a dollar Canadian is around 18 or 19 New Taiwanese dollar.
那去昨天我要从台湾过来的时候。
Yesterday while I was flying here to Canada.
我在机场特别注意了一下。
I took note at the airport.
一块钱加币现在是23块多台币。
I noted that the exchange rate is now a dollar Canadian is not $23, a new Taiwanese dollar.
差了4块钱。
There's a $4 difference.
台币贬值啦。
So the new Taiwanese dollar has depreciated.
坐了好久飞机来到加拿大。
And after this long flight, I've arrived in Canada.
进关的时候。
When I was going through the customs.
我觉得十年前我来这边进关很容易啊。
I felt that 10 years ago, when I go through the customs, it seems quite easy.
他跟我说来这里做什么。
They asked me, what are you doing here?
我来玩啦。
I'm here for pleasure.
你玩什么？
What are you here to do?
我找朋友玩啊。
To look for my friends.
好，就过去了。
And then you're allowed to go through.
我今年不是呢。
This year is different.
我来玩啦。
I'm here for pleasure.
你要跟谁玩？
And who are you going to have pleasure with?
我找朋友玩啊。
With my friends.
那你住哪里？
Where are you going to stay?
我住朋友家。
With my friends.
那你要去哪里吗？
Where else are you going?
当我们当传道要老实讲啊，对不对？
Being a preacher, I have to speak the truth.
我还要去卡加利、埃蒙顿、蒙特罗、多伦多啊。
I have to go to Calgary, Edmonton, Toronto, and Montreal.
你要去那么多地方玩啊？
You're going to so many places for tour.
为什么还要去那里啊？
Why are you still going to other places?
我还要去见我教会的弟兄姐妹啊。
I said I have to go visit brothers and sisters in the church.
我是传道啊。
I am a preacher.
问了好多，才让我通过。
And they asked me a lot of questions before they let me pass.
我从夏威夷到出关拿行李这样送出去机场总共花大概一个多小时。
From the time I got off the plane, passing through the custom and claiming my luggage, it took me around an hour.
我们陈文吉弟兄跟陈景辉弟兄在机场外面等着，好像很着急。
Brother Pedro and Brother Chen Wenji were very anxious while they were waiting outside.
还以为我失踪了。
They thought I was lost.
那我出关的时候，发觉怎么来加拿大的人好多啊
！And I realized there are so many people coming to Canada.
因为我们这里的确是个好地方。
Because it is indeed a beautiful place here.
很适合人居住。
It is a good to live here.
可是呢，这十年来我们发觉到很多人来，其中有一些带来的一些不安的因素啊。
We noticed that because of this large volume of tourists, there are also some issues that associates with it.
有些人带来了一些这个社会上安全的问题。
Some people bring social threats.
所以我们进关的时候，我们政府加拿大政府，你就把关的比较严了。
So when you pass through the customs, they seem to be stricter on tourists.
一切都会在变化。
So all things are constantly changing.
这些变化当中，无形当中影响到我们的心。
And these changes subconsciously affect our hearts.
所以我们常常想去抓住那个真正不会变的一个幸福。
So we often want to hold on to the blessings that does not change.
圣经上直接明白跟我们讲。
And the Bible directly tells us.
真神不变啊。
True God never changes.
我们信靠他才能够真的有平安有幸福。
If we believe in Him, we will find genuine peace and happiness.
因为他是永远存在
Because he lives forever.
永远不改变的神
He never changes.
好，我们看出埃及记
Let's turn to the book of Exodus.
出埃及记第三章
Exodus chapter 3.
14-15
Verses 14 and 15.
出埃及第三章14-15
Exodus chapter 3 verse 14 and verse 15. Verse 14, God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Verse 15, God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations.
古时候这位神向摩西显现。
In the ancient days, God appeared to Moses.
然后自我介绍。
And he introduced himself.
中文圣经是翻译成我是自有拥有的神。
In the Chinese Bible, it's translated that I will be what I will be.
那以色列人这个音就是耶和华。
And to the Israelites, this sounds like Jehovah.
耶和华意思就是神，这位神是自己有的。
And the name Jehovah means this God self exists.
不是人创造的。
It was not, he was not created.
而且他是永远存在。
And he will exist forever.
人创造的会改变啊。
What we create from our hands, we will change it.
人创造的就有时空限制。
What we created is limited by time and space.
那这真神不是人创造。
Because God is not created by humans.
他反而创造我们。
On the other hand, he created us.
他将天地万物造起之后。
And after he had created the heavens and the earth,
好，然后亲手创造人类。
He then formed humans.
啊，这在创世纪第一章到第二章记载得很清楚。
And this is recorded in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2.
啊，那使徒行传十七章那里。
And in Acts chapter 17,
从二十四节到三十一节。
From verse 24 to verse 31.
啊，那里又是一位传道者叫保罗的见证。
It again tells us about a preacher by the name of Paul.
哎，他见证说，这位神将他的气息赐给我们。
Paul says that this God has blessed us with His breath.
啊，将万物赐给我们。
And He has given us all things.
哎，所以他不是像一些人所创造的神。
So he's not like a god made by human hands.
啊，要需要有一个房子给他住。
That you need to build a house for this god.
需要人用食物去敬奉他。
Or that you need to offer food to this god.
哎，他才能够成为神呢。
And in that case, he then can become a god.
啊，人不拜他，不盖房子给他住，他就不能当神了。
So if humans do not worship them and does not build a house for them, then they are not gods.
今天我们来敬拜这位真神。
Today we have come to worship this true God.
他就是赐生命给我们的神。
He is the God who has given us life.
啊，是天地万物的主宰。
He is the master of the heavens and the earth.
并且在这边十五节有提到。
And verse 15 it says,
啊，说是我们祖宗的神啊。
He is the God of your fathers.
我们华人哦，都很注重敬拜祖先。
We Chinese, we tend to worship our ancestors.
在华人社会当中，有些人可能不会去随便拜什么神明。
Perhaps among the Chinese, there are some who do not worship other gods.
可是呢，一定哦，我们注意看，一定会有拜祖先。
But if you look carefully, they will definitely worship their ancestors.
那我们祖先也是人呐。
Our ancestors are humans too.
我们敬拜祖先本来就是一种尊重生命的。起源啊，这个动机啊。
By worshiping ancestors, you're merely showing respect for the source of life.
并且说希望我们死后呢，能够回到祖宗那里去。
And also that when we die, we hope that we can go back to our ancestors.
可是我们祖宗也是人啊。
But our ancestors are humans too.
圣经上就直接告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
第一代祖先就是亚当夏娃。
Our first ancestor is Adam and Eve.
啊，是神亲手所创造。
And they are created by God.
既然是人，就要敬拜神。
So if you're human, you have to worship God.
所以这里告诉我们，我们敬拜这位真神，他是祖宗的神。
And so this God that we worship is the God of our fathers.
因为亚当夏娃他们犯罪离开神的面。
Because Adam and Eve had sinned, and therefore they were cast out and away from God.
所以交代他子子孙孙哦，就不能再犯罪啊。
And he, in turn, they instructed their children not to sin against God.
说明我们世人都有一个行善的观念。
So we humans, we want to do good.
那在华人社会当中，都后来演变成一种拜祖宗的一个习惯。
So in and for the Chinese culture, gradually this practice has become a custom of worshiping ancestors.
因为这是祖宗交代下来的。
Because it is a tradition passed down by our ancestors.
所以不能违背。
So you must not go against it.
不然你就又陷在罪恶当中。
Otherwise, you will be sinned. You have sinned.
因为年代太久远了，这根源是什么？我们忘记了。
And because of this vast time period, we have lost the very source.
不过就是有一个要尊重这个生命的一个观念在。
But we only hold on to this concept that we must respect life, a source of life.
又怕自己的生命不能够持久。
And we are also afraid that our own life cannot be sustained too long.
今天圣经直截了当跟我们讲。
And so the Bible tells us directly and clearly.
我们的生命就是要能够再回到祖宗的神手中啊。
That our life must go back to our forefathers.
我们才找到这位真神，就找到生命的源头。
When we have found this God, we will have found the source of life.
他既然创造我们。
And since he has created us.
他就能够赐给我们平安幸福。
He can bless us with peace and happiness.
并且他永远存在。
And he exists forever.
不是说祖宗的时代才存在啊。
It doesn't mean that he only exists in the days of our ancestors.
他自由拥有，永远存在。
He exists forever since the beginning of time.
我们看每个时代，有些宗教信仰会改变。
If you look at the history of generations, you will see that in certain time periods, faith or religion changes.
古时候的人所追求、所敬拜的，不一定现在存在啊。
Because what the ancient people worship, it may not be what we worship today.
像圣经上有记载的一个叫这个巴利的这个偶像。
For example, in the Bible, they recorded an idol by the name of Baal.
圣经记载那个时代，那时代的人有在敬拜这个偶像。
The Bible tells us that the people at that time period worshipped this idol.
那现在的没有了。
But today, nobody worships it.
那有些宗教以前存在，现在也没有了。
There's some religion that exists in history, but no longer exists today.
那现在又有些很多很多的宗教兴起。
And we see new religions found every day.
那表示人心里面都存在了一颗需要一个超越的力量来使自己得到平安。
So we know that we humans are always looking for a superior source of strength.
其实这个也是神放在我们心里面的。
Actually, this is something that God has put in us.
要我们人去追寻。
He wants us humans to look for Him.
他也等待我们来到他的面前。
And He waits for us to come before Him.
那今天我们来到真耶稣教会的会堂。
Today you have come to the chapel of Jesus Church. We ask the Spirit of God to guide us.
能够来明白认识这位真神。
We hope that you can come to know this God.
借着他的恩典福气, 让我们真的得到平安。
Through His grace and His blessings, that we can truly find peace.
圣经里面介绍这位神要赐给我们的平安跟幸福。
So the Bible tells us that this God will bless us with peace and happiness.
我们只要诚心信靠跟他祈求。
So as long as we believe in Him and we ask Him for it.
我们可以在生活上去找到他，去体验他，到他的存在。
We can find Him and we can feel His existence in our daily life.
信靠真神要给我们得到的福气。
Believing in true God, we will find peace and blessing.
第一个就是我们肉体的平安。
The first peace we have is our physical peace.
请看马太福音第九章。
Please turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 9.
35节。
Verse 35.
马太福音九章35节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Verse 35. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every infirmity.
耶稣基督是神道成肉身来到世上。
Jesus Christ is God manifested in flesh and came to earth.
因为他不愿意世人一直不认识他。
He does not like it when people do not know him.
他要让人家能够直接看到他。
He wants humans to see him with their naked eyes.
而且他要让世人知道怎么样来得到神的平安跟福气。
And he wants people of the world to know how to come to him for blessings and peace.
并且替我们解决这个得救的问题。
And he is also here to solve this question of salvation.
2000年前他亲自来到世上。
So 2000 years ago he came into the world.
神是个灵。 他有他的能力能够来到世上。
And God is a spirit. He has this power to come down to earth.
那这边介绍耶稣来的时候。
So here it tells us when Jesus comes.
为了让人能够知道他就是掌管我们生命的神。
When Jesus came, and in order for others to know that He is the Lord of life.
所以也是宣讲福音。
He preached the gospel.
这个福音是天国的福音。
And this gospel is the gospel of the kingdom.
带领我们回到天上属灵国度的福音。
It will guide us towards the heavenly kingdom.
可是为了让我们活着的时候能够认识有体验。
However, in order for us to be able to know this gospel and to experience this gospel,
主耶稣行了很多神迹。
Lord Jesus performed many miracles.
医治各样的病症啊。
He healed every sort of diseases and illnesses.
圣经记载曾经有一个患血漏的妇人。
And the Bible tells us that this woman had been suffering from a bleeding illness.
但是她这个病已经有12年了。
And she has been suffering for 12 years.
看过很多医生。
She has visited many physicians.
花了很多钱。
Spent a lot of money on it.
都不能得到医治。
Yet she was not cured.
可是呢，有一天这个妇人看到耶稣从她住的地方经过。
So one day when this woman saw Jesus walking by her house,
她就相信。
She believed.
因为听过耶稣的事情。
Because she has heard about Jesus.
她相信耶稣有能力能够医治她的病症。
She believed that Jesus has the power to cure her illness.
可是很多人她不能靠过去。
But there are a lot of people and she can't draw close to him.
她都想办法一直要靠过去。
And she tried her best to squeeze her way through.
她就自己想说我只要摸到耶稣的衣襟我就好了。
And she thought to herself that if only I could touch the edge of his robe, I would get well.
结果照她所相信的。
Indeed, by her faith that she was cured.
然后主耶稣要她起来做见证。
And Jesus asked her to give her testimony.
因为那么多人在跟随耶稣。
Because there are so many people following Jesus.
只有这位妇人得到恩典啊。
And only this woman was blessed.
因为她的信心。
And it was all because of faith.
所以主耶稣要她起来做见证。
So the Lord Jesus asked her to bear witness for him.
然后说你的信救了你。
And then he said, your faith has cured you.
那曾经有一次，耶稣又经过一个地方。
And another time, Jesus went by another place.
有一个生来就眼瞎的人。
There was a blind man who was blind.
他也听过耶稣的事情。
He has heard about Jesus.
一听到主耶稣从这边经过了。
When he heard that Jesus was passing by,
他大声呼求。
He cried out loudly.
主啊，主啊。
So he cried, Lord, Lord.
大卫的子孙啊。
The son of David.
就犹太人而言，会称人为大卫的子孙。
And to the Jews, Jesus is a descendant of David.
就表明说他认耶稣是基督啊。
So by claiming that, the Jews are saying that Jesus is Christ.
别人要叫他不要这么大呼小叫啊。
And the people around this blind man are telling him to keep quiet.
不要打扰主耶稣。
And do not disturb the Lord.
那主耶稣却叫他过来。
And the Lord Jesus told him to approach him.
说你要我为你做什么。
And asked, what can I do for you?
他很有信心的说，主啊，我要能看见。
And with a strong faith, he said, Lord, I want to see.
主耶稣说，照你的信给你成全。
And Lord Jesus says, by your faith, you shall be cured.
他就看见了。
And he opened his eyes and was able to see.
那也有曾经一个做父亲的。
There was also a father.
他为了他的孩子的病来求耶稣。
And he approached Jesus and asked him for help because of his daughter.
他的孩子在生病当中啊。
And his daughter was ill.
儿子。
Oh, sorry, his son was ill.
儿子不能够来求耶稣啊。
And the son was too sick to come to Jesus.
可是个做父亲的替孩子求。
And this father came and begged on behalf of his son.
主耶稣问他说，你有没有信心啊？
And Lord Jesus asked him, do you have faith?
在信的人凡事都能。
Because it is possible for all who believe.
然后他很大声地跟主耶稣讲。
And this father cried loudly to Jesus.
主啊，我信。
Lord, I believe.
但我信不足。
But help my unbelief.
求主帮助。
And please help me.
虽然我们有时候对耶稣的事情不是说很相信。
Although we may not completely believe in Lord Jesus.
我们曾听过主耶稣的事情。
We have heard about Jesus.
可是我们如果愿意追求要体认认识他。
But if we want to know about him.
我们来跟主耶稣求主耶稣帮助。
We come to Jesus and ask him for help.
就像这位做父亲的，将不足的信心就摆在主耶稣面前。
Like unto this father, he has placed his insufficient faith.
主耶稣最喜欢诚实、坦白的人啊。
God wants honest men.
所以呢，就用他一点点的信心，主耶稣也帮助他。
So with his little faith, the Lord Jesus helped him.
他将这个不足的信心求主耶稣帮助啊。
And he asked God to help his unbelief.
结果他孩子好了。
And so his son was cured.
圣经上记载很多这些主耶稣行神迹的这个事情。
There are many records of the Lord Jesus performing miracles in the Bible.
这不是说记在圣经里面，好像故事让我们看一看而已。
And all these records are not just simple stories.
今天我们真的信靠他的人。
For those who truly believe in him.
都会有这种神迹奇事的体验。
They all have experiences of miracles and wonders.
肉体得到平安。
They have felt peace physically.
病痛得到医治。
Their diseases and illnesses were cured.
得到神的保守带领。
And God has preserved their lives.
相信我们在座很多，有人就有这种体验。
And I believe that many people seated here have this kind of experience.
因为我们说我们这位神不会改变啊。
We said that our God never changes.
所以古时候一样，现在也是一样。
Since this is true in the ancient times, it is true today.
圣经记载的事情，今天也会发生啊。
Whatever that's recorded in the Bible, it will happen today.
并且他是创造的主。
And since God is the God of is the Creator.
我们身体是他所造。
He created our body.
有问题，他自然可以会来解决呀。
And if anything goes wrong, God can help us.
就算我们家里一块电视机坏掉了。
Just like until our TV set at home that has broken.
我们就找卖给我们的人啊。
So we'll go back to the dealer.
他就会找人修理啊。
And the dealer will find the repairman.
要不然去找制造这台电视机的公司嘛。
And otherwise they will find the manufacturer.
他就会修理啊。
And to have this television repaired.
所以我们既然称说这位神是创造的主宰。
So although we call this God the creator of all things.
我们的肉体他所创造。
He created our physical body. 我们
生命他所赐给。
He gave us our life.
所以当我们有忧伤病痛的时候，我们找他就对了。
So when we are in sorrow or when we are in illness,
今天信靠这位真神的人就有这个福气啊。
And this is a blessing for those who believe in him.
在我注目过的教会里面
，Among the churches that I have resided in，
啊，有一位庄姐妹
，There was a sister whose last name was Zhuang。
这位庄姐妹大概在6年前啊，她得了癌症。
And this sister Zhuang had cancer about 6 years ago。
啊，然后她到医院去检查。
She went to a hospital for a checkup。
啊，然后医生要她住院做治疗。
And the doctor wanted her to be hospitalized for further tests。
啊，那我们知道这个癌症的病人要做一种化学治疗。
We know that most cancer patients have to go through chemotherapy。
啊，难道做化学治疗之后，你肉体就会受到影响啊
？And because chemotherapy uses chemicals, your physical body will suffer。
有的人头发就开始掉了。
Some people begin to lose their hair。
啊，所以就面容也会改变。
And even the faces will look different, distorted。
啊，那我们这位庄姐妹在住院的做化学治疗的时候。
And while Sister John was in the hospital undergoing chemotherapy,
有一次啊，我就到医院去找她。
One day I went to the hospital, to visit her.
啊，那我去找她的时候，我就在想啊。
And I thought to myself,
等一下见到她，不晓得怎么安慰她、鼓励她。
When I see her, how am I going to comfort her?
啊，你看一个姐妹啊，才这么中年哦，哎，那做化学治疗之后，如果头发掉了、面容改变了哦，那不晓得会多么伤心啊。
So for a woman in a middle-aged woman, after going through chemotherapy, she would lose her hair and her face would be distorted. I don't know how she would feel.
哦，在座的姐妹，我们来聚会的时候没有梳头的，有没有
？Anybody here who did not comb her hair before she comes?
至少你会梳头嘛，对不对？
The least thing you would do before you leave your house would be comb your hair.
需要让人家看到我们说赞美我们去，哎呀，今天好漂亮哦。
So you will also you will hope that you will receive some compliments for your good looks.
啊，我想说见到这位庄姐妹，不晓得该怎么安慰她、鼓励她。
So I thought to myself, how am I going to encourage her, comfort her when I see her?
我在找到她的病房的时候。
When I found her ward.
那是两人一间的病房。
It was a ward for two.
我站在门口，先看到第一床的人。
And I stood at the door and I saw the first patient.
啊，真的呢，好像一个阿婆哦，坐在那里啊，面容憔悴啊，头发哦啊，看起来就是有掉头发的样子。
It was an elderly woman. She looks rather weak, and from the looks, she seems to have lost a lot of hair.
我这么想，这是我们庄姐妹吗
？I thought to myself, is this our sister Zhuang?
啊，怎么变成这样子啊
？And what happened to her?
后来靠近一看，看到名牌，哎，不是啊。
So when I looked closer at the name tag, I realized it wasn't her.
啊，不是，然后隔壁床再看一看。
And I looked to the other bed.
奇怪，怎么一个小姐在床上睡觉呢
？I saw a young lady lying on the bed sleeping.
我们庄姐妹明这么年轻啊。
And our sister is not that young.
奇怪，我们庄姐妹跑去哪里？ So, 对啊，就是这间病房啊。
Where is she? This seems to be the correct ward.
啊，后来看到我们庄姐妹从外面进来。
And then I saw Sister Zhuang walking in.
还没有变呢。
She hasn't changed.
哦，我还认得住她。
I could still recognize her.
我说你看你给她干什么？我说你在干什么
？I asked her, "What are you doing?"
你不是像我想象的哈，这个躺在床上，哎呀，哎呀。
You're not like what I imagined, lying on the bed, moaning and groaning.
怎么一个病人还到处跑呢
？And being a patient, why are you running around the hospital?
传道人来了啊，我去打电话了。
And she said, "Preacher, you're here to visit me. I was just making a phone call."
那病床上是谁呀
？So who is it lying in your bed?
我女儿啦。
That's my daughter.
她照顾我很累，我就床上她睡了。
She was tired after looking after me, so I told her to sleep on my bed.
她女儿来看护她了，比她还累，就床上给她睡啊。
The daughter was there to look after her, and she was more tired than the mother, and she fell asleep.
我说你精神怎么这么好
？And I asked her, why is it that you look so fresh?
后来她就讲个见证给我听。
And she gave me a testimony.
她说他们去做化学治疗之前
，She said before she went in for chemotherapy,
要先抽血检查
，They need to draw some blood samples,
看她是不是做化疗啊
，And to see if she's a suitable candidate for chemotherapy,
因为她身子实在很虚弱
，And because she's very weak physically,
所以第一次抽血的时候抽不到血
，The first time they tried to draw blood, they couldn't,
这一手抽不到哈，那换这一手抽。
They couldn't draw it on the right hand, so they tried the left hand.
啊，这一手也抽不到，结果就换手抽。
And they couldn't draw on the arms, they tried on the hand.
这个抽不到，从这边抽。
So they can't do it on the left hand, they do it on the right hand.
抽不到血了。
They can't draw any blood from her.
医生就跟他讲，你休息一下，再看看呢。
The doctor told her to take a rest.
如果再抽不到血啊，就啊你就很危险的。
And the doctor says if we can't draw any more blood samples from you, then you are in critical danger.
哎，但是要休息的时候就赶快啊，叫他女儿说来来来，我们来祷告。
So while she was resting, she called her daughter and said, "Let's pray."
啊，哦，扎了好几根，痛得要死。
So she has been poked several times and she felt really painful.
啊，就主耶稣哈，让我们都等一下抽就抽血。
So she said, let's pray to God so that the next time they try to draw blood, they can actually get some blood.
不能被扎得好痛耶。
Otherwise, it's really painful to get poked by the needle.
就跟他女儿在那边啊，两个很迫切哦，很小声那边祷告。
So, she and her daughter were praying quite silently but very fervently.
那都休息时间过了，医生又来了。
So after her rest, the doctor came.
啊，抽抽看了，如果再抽不到，我看你就完蛋了。
And the doctor said to her that, if we can't draw any blood from you, then that's it, you're doomed.
哦，结果呢，她真的很有信心，手就伸出来。
So she stretched out her arm to the doctor.
哎呀，医生一抽哦，我奇怪，怎么这么多血了？
And doctor tried to draw it, he found that there was lots of blood.
哦，那庄姐妹说，生平看到血啊，这么高兴的。
And Sister John says that was the first give up some of her blood. It was done pretty fast.
连医生都吃了一惊。
Even the doctors were surprised.
怎么可能只休息一下下子就抽那么多血？
So how is it that they're able to draw so much blood after a short rest?
哦，说他体验到了，真的，我们的神是造物主啊。
So our sister felt that indeed God is a creator.
哎，这是神有跟我同在看顾我，那我还怕什么？
She said, if God is with me, why am I? There's no need for me to fear.
所以他那是体验，哎，让他有个喜乐的心。
So from her experience, she could feel joy.
哦，我们说喜乐的心就是良药，圣经上讲的。
The Bible tells us that a joyful heart is the best medicine.
哦，所以这个也让我们从肉体的平安体验到，哎，心灵的平安。
From a physical peace, we can find spiritual peace.
哦，这也是信靠这位真神要赐给我们的啊的另一个福气。
And this is the second blessing that believing God will bring you.
哎，我们肉体的平安啊，都不能比上说有心灵的平安。
Our physical peace cannot be compared to our emotional peace.
中国有一句话这样讲哦。
There is this Chinese saying.
金窝银窝。
You may have a golden house or a silver house.
哎，都比不上什么。
These are nothing.
比不上什么？自己的什么？狗窝嘛，哈。
These are nothing when you compare it to your own house.
哎。自己的房子可能不是金子银子做的。
Your house may not be made of gold or silver.
可是呢，我们回到家总是觉得啊，这里最好。
But when we go back home, we felt that this is the best place in the world.
这个不是物质能够去评量出来的。
This is not something that you can measure using physical things.
所以证明啊，这物质不能真的满足我们的心呐。
And this shows that material things can't really satisfy us.
耶稣基督恩典就是让我们得到个满足。
The grace of Lord Jesus Christ will bring us satisfaction.
心灵有个平安。
That we can find peace in our heart.
我们因为祖先犯罪。
Because our ancestors have sinned.
罗马书三章二十三节说的啦。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says.
世人都犯了罪。
That all men have sinned.
亏欠神的荣耀。
They have fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节。
In Romans chapter 3 verse 23.
这个罪就是从祖先遗留下来的罪。
And this sin was passed down from our ancestors.
人违背神的命令，结果离开了神的面。
And humans have disobeyed the commandments of God.
所以人世世代代心中都有亏欠。
And therefore, throughout generations, all humans have fallen short of God.
所以这个罪呢，带给我们不平安。
So this sin has brought us much disturbance.
有心灵影响到肉体，是要肉体影响到我们整个灵魂。
So from our own heart till our physical health and stretches all the way to our spiritual health.
马太福音十一章的二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28.
主耶稣应许要带给我们一个平安。
Our Lord Jesus has blessed us with peace.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28. Verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
主耶稣要让我们卸下罪担。
Lord Jesus wants us to lay down our burden.
让我们心里面有真的安息平安。
So that we shall enjoy true peace.
所以他在十字架上为我们解决罪的问题。
So on the cross, he has already solved this problem of sin.
因为罪的结局就是死亡。
The ending of sin is death.
那也就是没有希望了。
Which means no hope.
啊，因此我们常常觉得不安就是这样子。
And that is why we often feel uneasy because of this.
生命有结束的一天。
That our life will come to an end.
啊，那世上又经历生老病死。
And while living on earth, we have to experience aging
and
illnesses. So why are we always in constant bitterness?
啊，耶稣来为我们解决这个罪的问题。
When Lord Jesus came and he has solved this problem of sin.
他替我们死在十字架上。
He has died on our behalf on the cross.
啊，借着他的宝血。
And through his precious blood.
今天我们接受他宝血的洗礼。
We have received the washing of his blood.
我们相信他的救恩。
We believed his salvation.
啊，我们承认人都有罪过。
We admit that all humans have sinned.
啊，虽然我们没有说去做违法的事情。
Even though we haven't done anything illegal.
可是这个罪的影响常常让我们心里面有个矛盾。
But this problem of sin has always caused us to feel uneasy.
保罗所说的啦。
As Paul has said.
在罗马书第七章。
In Romans chapter 7.
第七章十八节以后。
Chapter 7 verse 18 onwards.
保罗常常提到说，心中想要做的善做不出来。
Paul says that the good that he wants to do, he couldn't do it.
想不要做的恶，偏偏去做。
The evil that he doesn't want to do, he did it.
所以常常良心在交战。
So he felt that there's a struggle within him.
啊，比如说我们常说，助人啊为快乐之本啊。
We often say that it's blessed to help others.
啊，可是呢，就像主耶稣说了，因为现在不法的事情增多了。
As Lord Jesus said, that we have seen so many unlawful things.
所以人的爱心就渐渐冷淡。
So our love have gradually deteriorated.
啊，我们常常知道该去行善，该去帮助人。
We know that we should do good deeds, do charitable deeds.
可是这个人是真的是假的？
But is this person does this person really need my help?
他是不是在骗我？
Is he a con artist?
啊，是不是借着机会要抢我的钱？
Is he trying to take this opportunity to take advantage of me?
啊，就曾经有人就假装受伤躺在路边呐。
There are people who pretended that they were injured and lying down on the street.
有人开车经过，那个人受伤，赶快下车帮忙。
And people who drove by would stop and to help him.
就一停车下来，往那旁边他躲着他的同伴他们从旁边跑出来抢劫。
And then you will find that later on, this accomplice who have been hiding at this point will come out and rob this poor driver.
所以现在有时候我们会觉得说该去帮忙，可是想说会不会受到伤害就没有去做。
So often we ask ourselves, should we help? Will we get hurt in the process?
那我们都是有良心的人。
We are all people of conscience.
所以在这种情况下，我们常常就为他们矛盾在交战。
So very often we find ourselves struggling.
有时候想说不要去害人。
Although we say that we must not hurt others,
不可以自私。
We must not be selfish.
可是呢，一碰到事情大家都先顾自己嘛。
But when things do really happen, what we should do is we protect ourselves first.
比如说我们去医院去大医院里面看病看诊的时候。
For example, when you go to the hospital, to see a doctor.
我们在那边等着医生叫我们进去。
We are at the waiting area, waiting for the doctor.
那我们坐在那边等的时候，有时候就想啦。
So while sitting there waiting, you start thinking.
今天那么多人来看。
There's so many people here.
医生看快一点。
And the doctor must hurry.
赶快轮到我。
So that it's my turn soon.
别人不要看那么久了。
So he doesn't need to take so much time on the other
patients. 可是轮到你的时候呢？
So by the time it's your turn.
你会不会这么想？
Would you think the same thing?
医生，你看慢一点。
He will tell the doctor. You will probably tell the doctor to take his time.
我看久一点。
That I need more time.
让我检查更仔细一点。
So that you can have a thorough testing on me.
那是人有自私的心呢。
This is all because we are selfish.
别人就随便看一看，看快一点嘛。
And for the others, you can tell the doctor to just browse through.
快一点，让轮到我了，轮到我的时候看慢一点嘛。
So that it will be my turn soon, and when it's my turn, and the doctor can take his time examining.
我们内心里面常常有这种矛盾在交战。
So you find that in you, there's always this constant struggle.
那保罗提到他也是常常这样子。
And Paul mentions that that's how he felt all the time.
他靠着修行常常觉得还是矛盾存在。
So he even though he looked up to God, but he could always find this struggle within him.
那后来信耶稣了。
So when he believed in God,
他体验到真的靠着耶稣基督救恩，靠着宝血的洗礼，罪赦免了。
So when he believed in Jesus, he felt that it is true that the precious blood of Jesus has washed away his sin.
在罗马书七章的二十四节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 24.
他说他这个矛盾当中很痛苦。
He said he was a wretched man.
可是他说感谢神呢，靠了主耶稣基督就能够脱离了。
But he says that thanks to God because he has he's set free.
这是指的洗礼的功效。
That refers to the efficacy of water baptism.
所以我们在耶稣教会里面，我们按照圣经的道理来执行洗礼。
So in this Tridius Church, we have conducted baptism in the correct mode.
我们相信这不是入教的仪式。
We don't see water baptism as a ritual for to be admitted to the church.
如果是入教的仪式，那个方式就方便就好了。
If it is a ritual to be admitted into the church, then it could be just any old method.
你要点水的啊。
You could be sprinkled.
你要在浴缸里面。
Or you could have it in a bathtub.
我们这里冬天的时候比较冷啊。
Since it's cold in the winter.
如果在那个时候有人需要洗礼啊，在浴缸里面放热水比较舒服嘛。
We could probably say that somebody needs to be baptized. We could put some hot water in a tub and perform the baptism there.
这是仪式嘛，大家哦，大家说好就好了嘛。
Because since this is only a ritual, as long as everybody agrees to it, then it's fine.
可是圣经上明明告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us clearly.
这是让我们能够脱离这个罪孽。
That water baptism is for us to be delivered from sin.
是跟我们得救罪得不到赦免有关系啊。
And this is something to do with our sin, to be delivered from sin.
所以我们按照圣经所记载的。
So we have to do according to what is recorded in this Bible.
主耶稣所示范的。
According to what our Lord Jesus has demonstrated.
在流动的活水里面。
In this living water.
面向下。
Or we face down.
那诚心悔改相信。
And we repent and believe in God.
然后施洗者奉主耶稣的圣名。
And the one performing the baptism will conduct it in the name of Lord Jesus.
为我们施洗。
And he will baptize us in the name of God.
受洗者面向下，全身入水。
And the candidate will face down and the whole body immersed in water.
那再从水里上来。
And then he can come out of the water.
这样就能够得到赦免了。
This is a way to be redeemed.
并且主耶稣应许他将圣灵赐给我们。
And Jesus promised that he will give us his Holy Spirit.
让我们有一个凭据。
So that we have some evidence.
让我们有个力量。
So that we have a source of strength.
我们看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the Acts of Apostles.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts of Apostles chapter 1.
第一章第八节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节，一章八节提到圣灵要带给我们能力。
Verse 8 tells us that we shall receive power when the Holy Spirit come upon us.
那个能力啊，使我们已经信告他的人能够为他做见证。
And this power shall be our strength to help us bear witness for him.
那这个能力也能带给我们心灵的平安。
And this power shall also bring us peace of mind.
保罗说这个就是让我们心里的力量刚强起来。
Paul says that this is to strengthen our faith.
我们洗礼之后最得到赦免。
After baptism, our sins are redeemed.
可是我们还是活在这个世界啊。
But we're still living on earth.
这个世界我们称为罪恶的世界。
This world that we claim as a sinful world.
一些事情啊，一些事物还会影响到我们的信心。
We can still be affected or influenced by worldly matters.
而且主耶稣说，我们在世上还是会有苦难啊。
And Lord Jesus tells us that we will still face tribulations.
这个环境污染的问题。
For example, the pollution of the environment.
我们还是喝一样的水，吸一样的空气啊。
We still drink the same water and breathe the same air.
社会的治安不好。
The society is not safe. The crime rate has gone up.
或者社会有发生这个动乱的事情。
Or some other matters that affect the society.
或者有什么疾病在流行。
Or perhaps an epidemic.
我们还是活在这个世界，也会受到影响。
So we're still living on earth. We're still affected by all these.
可是我们信靠他，我们得到平安，心灵的宁静。
But if we believe in him, we shall have a peace of mind.
借着圣灵，我们知道耶稣爱我。
It is through the Holy Spirit we know that God loves us.
我们看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章的十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
以弗所书三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16.
Verse
16, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
保罗这边提到，借着圣灵，让我们心里的力量能够刚强起来。
Paul tells us that through the Holy Spirit, our inner self shall be strengthened.
那以后他提到体验到主的爱是何等的长阔高深。
And he then goes on to say that we will be able to comprehend the power of God, how wide and how long and how high and how deep it is.
这个是我们每个诚心信靠的人可以体验到的。
This is something that all who deeply believes in God shall experience.
并且这个圣灵的体验，在我们还没洗礼之前，你也可以体验到。
And even before you receive baptism, you can also experience the same Holy Spirit.
这个是神给我们一个很大的恩典。Because
this is a grace of God.
借着圣灵，让我们认识到他多么爱我们。And
through the Holy Spirit, we can understand how much God loves us.
让我们心里得到刚强的力量。And
this in turn brings us strength.
有一位张太太。That
was a Mrs. Chang.
那张太太她在1957年的时候结婚哈。
She got married in 1957.
那个时候她才18岁了。
At that time she was 18.
18岁就嫁给人了。
So she got married at 18.
当然她先生就姓张嘛哈。And
of course her husband's last name was Chang.
然后隔了一年哈，隔了一年。
So
58年的时候。
The following year in 1958.
生了第一个孩子。They
have the first child.
可是这个张太太一直很不幸福了。
But this Mrs. Chang, she was not happy.
因为她先生呢，不顾这个家庭。Because
her husband often neglects the family.
喜欢在外面去游玩。And
he likes to stay out.
家里面的工作都是放给这个张太太去做。And
he doesn't help out in the house. All the chores are left to Mrs. Chang.
那他们居住那个地方呢，是一个家族，很多家族都住在一起。
And the place where they live, it was occupied by the whole family.
所以整个家族又给他压力了。So
the family itself brings her some pressure.
认为说他没有管好先生。They
all felt that she has not taken good care of her husband.
所以他们家庭不美满了，又怪他，就都怪到他身上。So
anything that happens in the family, they all put the blame on her.
那这段期间呢，他们有一个长辈，他们家有一个长辈。
So one of the elders in her family came to the church.
然后得到这个恩典。And
he has received this grace.
然后回去呢，见证，向他们家做见证。And
he went home and bear witness to his family members.
所以他就这个张太太那公公婆婆了，那个时候就来教会慕道。So
the in-laws of Mrs. Chang came to the church.
结果这个张太太呢，那个时候抱着小孩也跟着来教会慕道。And
Mrs. Chang with her child, she also came to the church.
这样经过大概快1年的时间。And
after 1 year.
有一次呢，家里又发生问题。
Some problem comes up in the family.
那这个张先生呢，不顾家庭，又在外面呢惹了一些事情。
Mr. Chang has got himself into some trouble.
然后呢，这个家族的又在怪他，这个没有把先生管好。
And again, the whole family put the blame on Mrs. Chang.
结果他觉得很软弱，很伤心。
And she felt very sad.
所以就准备自杀。And
she wanted to commit suicide.
她就拿了2瓶农药。So
she took two bottles of poison.
准备喝农药去自杀。And
she wants to drink them.
然后，在台湾，一般在拜神的人有个习惯。In
Taiwan,
民间有个习惯。
There's this practice believed by the other worshippers.
要自杀的人要跟他拜的神明，say bye bye。
The one who wants to commit suicide must say goodbye to the idol that he or she worships.
那这张太太就想了，我现在在教会里面，在拜耶稣啊。
And so Mrs. Chang thought to herself that I am worshiping Jesus now.
虽然还没洗礼啊。Although
I have not been baptized yet.
那我现在很伤心，想死了，我还是跟主耶稣说拜拜吧。
But now I am sad, I want to die, so I better say goodbye to Jesus.
所以她跪下来祷告。So
she knelt down to pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。So
in the name of Lord Jesus, she prayed.
主耶稣啊，我要去死了。She
said, Lord Jesus, I want to die.
我都活得很痛苦。
It's too hard for me to live.
很多压力。I
have so much pressure.
然后就开始讲，越讲越多了。
So she started pouring out her heart.
把所说所受的委屈，她的痛苦都一直讲出来。
All the bitterness that she has suffered, she poured her heart out to Jesus.
然后就流眼泪啊，结果祷告就很迫切。
And she cried, and she was quite fervent in her prayer.
不晓得祷告经过多久。
And after a period of time,
舌头开始跳动。
Her tongue starts to roll.
身体开始震动。
Her body starts to tremble.
他就加了慕道，他知道，这个是得圣灵啊。
And she has been in the church for some time, so she knew that this is the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣竟然安慰他，赐圣灵给他。
And Lord Jesus comforted her by giving her the Holy Spirit.
而且圣灵大大充满。
And the Holy Spirit filled her completely.
本来那个很破碎的心就喜乐起来了。
And her heart, which was sad at that time, was all of a sudden joyful.
祷告完很喜乐啊。
So after prayer, she felt quite happy.
把那毒药丢掉了。
She threw away her poison.
我不要死了，主耶稣爱我，我不死了。
And she said, I don't want to die anymore. Jesus loves me.
后来跟她公公婆婆讲。
And then she said to her in-laws.
那她公公婆婆说，我这个媳妇怎么今天变得这么快乐？
She related the whole incident to her in-laws, and they were surprised that she was happy.
后来他们家继续慕道。
And so the whole family came to the church.
不久就受洗了。
And soon they received baptism.
然后这个张先生那个时候还没洗礼。
At that time, Mr. Chang was not baptized yet.
那个张太太就一直跟他讲，一直做见证。
And Mrs. Chang kept preaching to him.
那个张先生也觉得奇怪啊。
And Mr. Chang was also quite surprised.
我太太好像变了一个人。
My wife seemed to have changed into a different person.
以前我回来不是看她到哭，就是一个苦瓜脸面对着我。
And in the past, when I go back home, I either see her cry or see her sad face.
现在开始会对我笑啊。
But now she smiles at me.
而且对我很好。
And she's very nice to me.
还跟我讲说要我去教会去。
And she wants me to go to church.
所以他感到很好奇，开始就跟着他太太来到教会了。
And he was very curious, so he went to the church with his wife.
后来这张先生也受洗了。
And Mr. Chang later on also received baptism.
后来他们总共生了五个孩子。
So later on, they had altogether five children.
神大大祝福他们。
And God blessed them abundantly.
甚至这个张先生后来也献身当传道。
And Mr. Chang later on also dedicated himself and offered to be a preacher.
现在也已经是长老了。
And he is now an elder.
听说四月份有来过这里。
I heard that
in
about April or May, he was here.
不小心把他讲出来了。
I'm sorry, I may have told you who he is.
真的，他这样子得到圣灵，得到心里的力量。
And that is how she has received the Holy Spirit and found strength.
并且圣经上讲，这个圣灵是我们将来进天国的凭据。
And the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is an evidence that you need to enter heaven.
我们看第一章，以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
13节
Verse 13 to verse 14. Verse 13. In him you also who have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promise of the Spirit. Verse 14, which is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory.
所以我们得到圣灵，我们就能够确信耶稣要是给我们将来的平安。
So when you have received the Holy Spirit, you will know for sure that Lord Jesus shall grant you peace in the future.
所以我们相信接受洗礼。
So we believe and we accepted baptism.
我们得到心里的平安。
We have found peace in our hearts.
罪赦免了。
Our sins were forgiven.
然后神将圣灵赐给我们。
And then God shall bless you with His Holy Spirit.
让我们确信将来我们有天国永远的福分。
And then you will know for sure that you will have an inheritance.
这是圣经上说的永生啊。
And this is what is meant, or this is what is referred to as eternal life.
这是我们信靠这位真神最大的福气。
And this is the greatest blessing for believing this God.
我们生命真的是永永远远。
And our life will indeed live forever.
在世上我们带着肉体不管几十年的时间。
On earth, we live in a physical body for some decades.
有一天终要面对这个肉体的死亡。
And one day you will have to face the fact that your physical body will die.
那真正的我这个灵魂往哪里去？
So the true you, your soul, where will it go?
我们如果活着的时候来信靠耶稣基督。
If you believe in Jesus Christ while you're still alive,
我们就能够得到永生的归宿。
You will be able to find a place that you can go.
这是我们相信真神最大的福气。
This is the greatest blessing you can get
啊，希望我们各位朋友能够继续来追求这条道路。
I hope that all friends can continue to pursue on this path.
啊，认识真神。
To know the true God.
得到真福气。
To receive genuine blessings.
不管是在活着的时候。
Whether while you are alive.
还是我们面对以后永远的路程。
Or while you have to face your life after death.
愿神的圣灵感动带领我们。
May the Spirit of the God move you and guide you.
能够得着主要事的平安跟恩典。
We hope that you can receive the peace and the grace of God.